Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad to have you with us this morning on Memorial Weekend. My name is Tony Bush and I'm in the studio with Jyothi Nerangadi. Good morning, Jyothi.
Good morning.
Jyothi is sitting in for Jim Rossetti, who's out on the road doing a gig someplace, probably in Palm Beach. I don't know.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would be great. He goes all over the place. But we'd like to welcome you to our program this morning. Biz Talk is a program that supports our local SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities, and Biz Talk is brought to you each week by our sponsors. I'd like to just thank them quickly. Associated Bank has been a sponsor of our program for a number of years. Lakeview Credit Union has an office in Neenah, two offices in Neenah, one in Appleton. Sawaski Law, Annertel Sawaski, is a great sponsor. She provides legal services for small businesses. She also offers a service that specializes in intellectual properties. So if someone is looking for trademark or patent assistance, give Ann Sawaski a call. Albertson Hailing, Kurt Hailing and his office over on American Drive. They have another office up in Green Bay, provide accounting services to small and medium-sized businesses and also to individuals. They do a very good job. We've had Kurt participate in some SCORE events in the past. He's a great educator. We're also happy to have Gary Vaughn, owner of Guidant Business Solutions, LLC, as a sponsor here at BizTalk. And we want to thank the Business News, because every 2 weeks when they put the paper out, they mention BizTalk, and they promote us, so we're going to promote them. The SCORE chapter is located in the local chamber building in Appleton on State Street.
125 North Superior Street.
Superior Street. Thanks, Jyothi. And we have Jyothi in our studio this morning. Jyothi is actually our chapter chair. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the SCORE chapter, Jyothi?
Yes. SCORE has been helping businesses since 1964, and we're a nationally recognized business mentoring service. SCORE Fox Cities oversees Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, and we are available in 8 counties: Calumet, Outagamie, Green Lake, Marinette, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, Waupaca, and Washera. We have 60 active mentors who have varied industry expertise, knowledge, and experience to help all of our clients. If you're considering starting a business or possibly in a business currently, or perhaps looking to grow an existing business and would like some help or advice, contact SCORE at 920-734-7101. Or reach us through our website at www.scorefoxcities.com.
Thanks, Jyothi. And at that website, if someone is interested in signing up for a mentoring session, they can fill out an application right on the website.
Yes.
And fill in your data, hit the send button, and probably within a week, maybe 10 days, maybe a bit sooner, because we don't have a full-service office every day. We rely on volunteers. A mentor will be contacting you to set up an appointment. That's generally how it works.
Yes.
So we invite you to consider SCORE if you're in business, and as Jyothi mentioned, if you're looking for some assistance. We do have many disciplines in our SCORE chapter. Many of the folks are still in business, and some are retired. A wealth of knowledge, and we will team up with each other. You'll have two or three SCORE mentors possibly working with you and your business to help you with your challenge, whatever it might be.
Yeah, initially you'll be assigned to a primary mentor.
Yep.
And once the needs exceed what the primary mentor can help you with, then we pull together a team to help the client.
Right. We'd like to welcome Rich Bartosik this morning to the studio. Rich is the owner of Alpha Prime Incorporated, and during the program we'll be talking with Rich. We invite you to call in. I'll be giving you the phone numbers after our break. But before we go to break, I just want to say a special thank you to all the veterans out there. This is Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your service, for the sacrifices you made, and for the sacrifices your family have made. It takes a pretty special person to serve in the military and do a good job, and we're all very proud of you, and we want to thank you for your service. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. We'll be back right after the break.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Telsawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tell Sawaski from Sawaski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawaski Law at 920-687-1730.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
If you're looking for the best news coverage in Wisconsin, you can't beat News Talk 1150 WHBY, the winner of four Wisconsin Associated Press Awards, including Best Newscast, and multiple honors from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association for Excellence in News and News Coverage. Jeannie Anthony, Mike Kemeter, Rick Hsu, and WBA Hall of Fame broadcaster Ray Waiter on your voice of award-winning news coverage, 1150 WHBY.
Good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. Tony Bush here and Jyoti Nedungadi. I tried to say too fast. Sorry, Jyoti. We'll call her Jyoti this morning.
There we go.
And we're sitting here in the studio with Rich Bartosik, who is the owner of a company on Valley Road in Menasha called Alpha Prime Incorporated. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you in the studio this morning.
Well, nice to be here.
Rich is our guest this morning because I thought it would be great to have a manufacturer in the studio as a guest and listen to Rich's story of how he acquired the company and some of the challenges that he's faced, some of the strategies that he's used to grow his company, get through those challenges. And as we listen to Rich this morning, I would invite the listening audience to call in with any questions they might have. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, and outside the Appleton area at 1-866-887-1150. Well, Rich, tell us a little bit about Alpha Prime Incorporated and a little bit of a bio on how you acquired the company and your background.
Well, my background is that I grew up in Appleton, and I attended the University of Wisconsin down in Madison. graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering. And I started my work career with Procter & Gamble Paper in Green Bay. And I started out there in engineering, and I ended up in finance, going through a number of other very useful assignments in the meantime.
Now, they never go the other way. I've never seen a finance major end up in engineering.
That's always a good thing.
Well, being in business for myself is something that I've always wanted to do. And the opportunity came up back in 1988. And what I did was I acquired part of a company that had been in operation for roughly 3 years. And a year later, I bought out the rest of the interest. And then I folded that company and started Alpha Prime Incorporated as a Wisconsin corporation. And we are paper converters, which I don't think you mentioned that, but paper is certainly not just a five-letter word. You know, if anybody looks around them, you can see so many different types of paper and paper products.
Many applications of paper.
Right. But we do everything from easel pads to Post-it pads to coupons to, you know, so many other things that that we've gotten into over the years. We put on a major expansion in 1996, and we purchased a state-of-the-art sheeting operation and have just added equipment over the years to be able to accommodate customers and their requests.
Rich, some folks out in the listening audience may not understand what paper converting is. What is paper converting?
Well, for example, we'll take truckloads of paper from one of the paper companies in Wisconsin and make sheets out of it, and then we pack those sheets into cases.
Is that like taking a big roll?
Yeah, the
of
rolls,
paper,
right?
And make
take
sheets
a big
out of
roll
it?
And make make sheets out of it as the customer specifies, whatever size. And we also do a lot of paperboard, which is like what's on the back of your writing pad.
Sure.
And that's used for all different purposes, such as cartons or pad backs or, you know, interleaver for loads of product that people ship. And, you know, so many other things.
Yep. Now, and when you started out with Alpha Prime, your business today is different than when it was then. You were working with paper boards primarily.
Yeah, we were primarily a paperboard supplier, but it turned out that that is awfully competitive. You're competing with a number of mills, one down in Racine and or one down in Beloit rather, and one down in Milwaukee, and it makes it difficult to make a decent profit. But we have probably 25% of our business is still paperboard, but the rest of it is that customers will send us product that we convert for them. And
you were telling us before the program that one of the products that you would, and there's many of them, I'm sure, but a type of product you use, you service or process is printed paper in big sheets that have to be cut into smaller pieces.
Right.
And it's very precision work.
Right. We do a lot of work for a coupon company, and each sheet that comes off the sheeter is 160 images, and that has to be sheeted so that the images end up perfectly one on top of the other, and that way when you guillotine trim those apart, all the images are perfectly centered, and we have equipment that'll fall well within the customer specifications. The standard deviation on our cuts is probably 2/1000ths of an inch, which is very, very good.
How high a stack are you cutting?
The stack that we cut of this product, we cut 800 sheets in a stack, and that's about 3.5 inches.
And there's 500 sheets in a ream of paper.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
no.
Standard.
Standard ream.
Right.
Yeah, if you go buy your paper for the copy machine, I think it's 500 sheets in there.
Wow.
Most of the time.
That's
right.
A lot.
But
yeah. But 800?
Yeah.
And so you have to make sure that all the sheets are lined up edge to edge. And
right. That way when you guillotine them, all the individual coupons come out one on top of the other. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of register sheeting for a lot of different...
Rich, not to take away from the detail and the process, I was just wondering, give us kind of a broad stroke of the types of customers that you service, and do you work nationally and internationally?
We do business with a number of paper companies, uh-huh, and also with paper distributors. And, you know, obviously they take what we supply them and they mark it up and sell it to printers and, mm-hmm, you know, whoever else would buy the products that we make. The second part of your question was...
Do you distribute nationally and internationally?
Oh, we distribute... some products we distribute from Oregon to California to Texas to Georgia to Connecticut and New Hampshire. That's just for the one company that we do the, you know, probably up to 10 semi-loads a week of paper for them. We have also shipped that same product to overseas, mm-hmm, Israel. We just did a job that went to Venezuela. We did another job that went to Brazil, but we do post-it pads that go all over the world, you, mm-hmm, know, from Singapore to Australia to Canada. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we ship internationally.
That's impressive. Now, how many employees do you have at Alpha Prime?
We have 26 employees right now. And we are on a five-day schedule, 24 hours a day, 24/5, and that enables us to get people what they need quickly. Mm-hmm. And we don't run all of our equipment all the time, but we can run any of it anytime, and that gives us a big advantage.
And you're a local company? You don't have plants and offices in the other parts of the country?
No, we just have one location in Menasha.
Okay.
Rich, you said that there are three words that kind of set the focus for your company, and they are quality, pricing, and on time.
Right.
What is the meaning of those three words to Alpha Prime?
Well, that's how you gain, and that's how you keep customers.
Yep.
And the message that I give to the crew is that basically they have control over all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, you know, from both, you know, the price, the delivery, and the quality, that your people are on board with the way you get customers, and particularly the way you keep customers.
Right. You also had an interesting comment on that, in that if you don't maintain high standards of that's one way to drive your customers away.
Right.
And all it takes is probably one or two errors, and they're gone.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
So you spend a lot of time training your employees and getting them to share in the philosophy that this is important.
The philosophy that I operate with, too, is continual improvement. There's always a better way to do things. Mm-hmm. We just haven't thought of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And what I encourage my employees to do is to bring up their ideas, and I will never take an idea that's offered that's sincerely offered and throw it in the wastebasket. What I always try to do, and what I encourage my other employees to do, is to be sure that they understand what need it is that they're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you try to build on their idea rather than to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a lot of improvements over the years that have originated with employees that are actually doing the work. You know, they'll see an easier way to do it, and they'll suggest this or that or the other thing. And you get it done.
Wasn't that one of Deming's philosophies, is the folks on the line probably have more answers than the folks upstairs?
Yeah, I don't remember all 14 of Deming's points, but I remember, I think, the most significant ones.
Yeah, that was an important one.
Well, I learned all that at Procter & Gamble. You know,
I'm sure you did.
I guess I learned a lot about myself and what my own capabilities are, too, working for somebody else, especially a big company like Procter & Gamble, where nobody is embarrassed to tell you what they think about how you're performing.
Well, you mentioned also that you found out a lot about yourself, but we find ourselves in occupations or different jobs, and we get discouraged and maybe there's no one around to really pick us up, and we have to pull ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show up the next day. We have to do a good job and move on and learn from the experience. And we don't know sometimes how deep we can reach to find the resources inside of us that will help us get through the next challenge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But then when you become an entrepreneur, you find out it's a bottomless pit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of resources down there.
Well, you're working for yourself, and basically you think that you don't have any bosses anymore. Well, we probably have, 150 or 200 bosses. They're called customers.
Customers, exactly.
That is so true.
We're going to take a break at this moment. We'll come back in the next segment. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Ignored? Invisible? Did you ever feel that way around the pretty girls in high school? That's how some of our business members felt about doing business with big banks.
Hi, I'm Dave Bennett.
And I'm his brother, Tim. Together we own a company called Visionary Metals.
We switched our business accounts to Lakeview Credit Union after a large national bank told us we are no longer a good fit for them.
If your business isn't big enough to get the attention you think you deserve from your bank, take a look at Lakeview Credit Union. I'm Pat Loney, and I've been president for 18 years. We may not be the most popular financial in town, but we'll definitely take the time to make sure you get the right loan and the right accounts to fit your business.
We chose Lakeview because of their personal touch and grasp of how small businesses need support from their financial institutions.
Get the right partner for your business. Contact us for a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts. Call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org. Money made easy at Lakeview Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The two things you'll always find in stock at Larry's Piggly Wiggly stores, familiar faces and great prices.
My name's Robert Allaire, and I work at Larry's Piggly Wiggly in Little Chute, meat department manager. I got a really good crew that works with me, very friendly, very courteous, providing service for the customers, and I just really enjoy working for the company. I take a lot of pride in what I do, and I set cut and fresh items for customers that they request. Our ground beef is 80% lean, where our competitors is 75% lean. Yeah, actually, all of our grinds are 5% leaner than our competitors. We carry the certified Angus beef line, which is the highest quality beef that you can get at a supermarket. A lot of customers come there just for that line of meat. You know, it's a very rewarding job.
This week, use your preferred club card for Johnsonville brats or Italian sausage 3-pound packages for $6.99, limit 3. And Oscar Mayer Wiener 3-pound packs are just $2.69 when you use your card, limit 2.
All this, plus specialties like their hand-breaded fried chicken, make Larry's Piggly Wiggly stores an area favorite. Kakana, De Pere, and Little Chute.
Hurry into Bergstrom Enterprise Motor Cars during the Mercedes-Benz Open House and drive home in the car of your dreams. Put our entire selection of vehicles to the test. We certainly did. At Bergstrom Enterprise Motor Cars, lease a 2011 Mercedes-Benz C300 4MATIC Sport Sedan for as low as $369 a month. Based on 33-month, 27,500-mile lease with $39.89 due at signing. To approved credit, ends 5/31/11. Get into Bergstrom Enterprise Motor Cars on Victory Lane, Highway 41, exit 139, Appleton. Open Memorial Day till 5 p.m.
Corey sends it to left and deep. Hey, get up! Get out of here! Gone for Corey Hart. He did it again. He just went out of here for the third time tonight.
This is your voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
What a night for Corey Hart.
1150 WHBY.
And welcome back again to the next segment of Biz Talk. Tony Bush here with Jyothi Nedungadi, the SCORE chair chapter here. I can't slaughter her name too much. She's the chair of our chapter. And our guest this morning is Rich Bartosik, the owner of Alpha Prime Incorporated, a paper converting company located on Valley Road in Menasha. Jyothi, during the break we were talking about an interesting point. Why don't you bring that one up?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, in terms of, you know, all the years that Rich has worked in the paper industry, is there some extraordinary incident or a cautionary tale that would help other small businesses, you know, going forward to realize that, you know, this is what has made an impact in your business to make it a success, or the direction that you've taken within your company to move the business forward? Is there something that you can share to help other small businesses or businesses in general?
Well, other than the quality and the on-time delivery stuff that we've talked about before, you know, there's a number of other things that you really need to get a handle on. And what I did was I made up a pricing sheet. Mm-hmm. You know, when people call for prices to do something, we can enter, you know, how much time it's going to take and how much paper that, and et cetera, et cetera. And when I made that spreadsheet up, you know, I designed it to manage to gross profit. And a couple of years ago, you know, we had some consultants in and they modified my pricing program so that we're now managing to net profit. And since we are a job shop, you know, we do everything from $75 up to thousands,
sure,
you know, per job. And we needed to know that every job was carrying its own weight with the overhead.
Was it paying its portion of the building and all the fixed costs?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and we really didn't have a very good handle on which jobs were covering for other jobs,
mm-hmm.
You know, that weren't picking up their share of the overhead absorption rate. So that's something that we've been doing for the last couple of years, and it really has given us a good idea of what we need to raise prices on or what we need to, you know, improve our process,
mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to get it done more quickly or to get out of altogether.
What's interesting, Rich, is you designed that yourself.
Right.
And you said you looked at some accounting systems and other systems, but it just didn't fit.
Right. We manage our business entirely using Microsoft Excel, you know, spreadsheet, FileMaker Pro, which is a database, and also MYOB, which is where we do our invoicing and accounts receivable and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And back when we were developing all that, all those items, you know, we looked at some other standard programs that were available, like Peachtree and Great Plains and et cetera. And, you know, none of them really fit our need. You know, our business is pretty unique in what we do. And so we decided that we were just going to develop all of our own stuff. And, you know, we have all of our, we probably have 5,000 or 6,000 purchase order records on database also, which mm-hmm. really comes in handy for when you have to reorder something, you don't remember where you got it. You just, you know, pull up the database and put in a couple of keywords and, okay, the last time you bought it was 1998. Here's where you got it. Here's what you paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you duplicate the thing and update a couple of the numbers, and it just saves so much time.
Mm-hmm.
But we developed that ourselves.
And knowing you, you probably sat down with some people in your office and said, how do we make this work?
That's exactly right.
It wasn't you dictating to people.
No. Gary actually took a computer home with him and set up the system that we use for purchase orders. But he went home, he learned how to use FileMaker Pro and did that pretty much on his own. But, you know, it's worked out real well since.
Well, I think there's a consistent philosophy here. You mentioned in the first segment that any employee is welcome to come in and make a suggestion, because they don't make bad suggestions, and they may not even use the correct words, but they've got an idea and you want to explore that.
Right.
And it bears itself out in the systems development that you did with the Excel spreadsheets, the pricing, the invoicing, mm-hmm. and so on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been real interesting over the years, and you know, Gary has become quite adept at the FileMaker Pro, and Jody, our administrative manager, also set up all of our billing and all that other stuff on MYOB.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I hate to admit it, but some of that stuff has outrun me, and I'm not sure I understand all there is to know about it either, but I guess I don't need to.
Well, I always say to my clients, and I've always said it for a long time, two heads are better than one. Three are better than two. So if you're okay with having other people looking at your work and someone finds an error and they point it out, the only thing that comes out of that is good. We don't have to have an ego to defend an error.
No, that's exactly right.
You know, it just holds us back.
Yep.
But that's well done, Rich. And I think in terms of your company, if anything happened to you, if you were out of the company for good or for an extended period of time, it'd probably continue to run pretty well.
Oh, it would run.
You know, that's one of the purposes.
I get some of the most satisfying things that I get from day to day is feedback from customers about how much they enjoy working with Jody or with Gary. And we're basically all on the same page. You know, mm-hmm. we meet daily to get everybody up to speed on what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the customers can get all the answers that they need from Jody or Gary or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, you know, we don't transfer them back and forth and tell them, well, I'll have this guy get back to you or whatever. But, you know, we all know pretty much what's going on and can answer customers' requests, you know, quite quickly.
It's so important to be able to have a staff that will take ownership of a customer's question and not pass them on to someone else in the company, because then the poor customers, this is the fourth transfer now, and I have to repeat my story four times.
Yeah, and the fourth guy's on vacation. He can get back to you in 2 weeks.
Now, that also speaks to what, you know, he told us earlier about systems.
Yes.
You know, can you speak to us about that a little bit and let us know how, you know, as a company you've grown and expanded and how you've created efficiencies within your company?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of that stuff goes back to the machinery. And, you know, when we get requests to do different things, you know, sometimes our equipment's not quite, you know, capable of doing that. So what we need to do is we need to modify it or redesign it. In my background in, you know, mechanical, I mean, I was taking my toys apart when I was 3 years old.
And putting them back together correctly, only they ran better. That was the foundation.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's about right. But I've always been in love with machinery, and you know, we've done a lot of work with machinery over the years to mm-hmm. do all these different products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've invented multiple blade table saws to dado cut slots in weaving boards, and there's so many other things that we've done. You know, redesigned our sheeter to be able to perforate on the sheeter, to be able to emboss on the sheeter, and also to register sheet. And
mm-hmm. When I was in your plant last week, you showed me some products that you're in the process of, well, we're going to have to go modify, and we have a request to get this product done, and we're going to go do it.
Sure. Well, that was, you know, that's a guy
exciting.
This guy in Connecticut comes all the way to us to get his special request done, and the latest thing was called biopsy paper, which I think I showed you.
Yes, you did.
But that biopsy paper is probably about twice the size of a postage stamp,
mm-hmm.
and it's perforated right down the center. Well, mm-hmm. we designed a way to perforate right on the sheeter, and we shipped him some samples, and he wants to pursue that.
It's precision work. What was the tolerance on that?
Well, the...
pretty small.
The biopsy paper is 58 millimeters in length, and it's perforated 30 millimeters from one end. And the width on it is 0.98 inches, so just under 0.98 inches.
Yeah. So you have to have a machine that does it straight.
Right.
And there's just no forgiveness for that.
That's exactly right.
You don't get the contract if you don't do it right.
That's exactly right.
I'd like to give out the numbers again, 281-1150. If you're in Appleton, please give us a call. We have a book for you if you give us a call with a question. It's a book by Mao Nguyen called Winning Ways for Life. It's a very, very inspirational book on personal finances, a story of Nguyen's personal life, and the dips and the peaks he had in his life, and he shares it openly with you. It's an inspiring book. It's also a very good book when it comes to defining financial terms. What is a trust? What is this? What is that? If you're outside Appleton, call us at 1-866-887-1150.
Just another point here. As we talk about the paper industry and your business, Alpha Prime, give us a sense of where the paper industry is headed. Being in a community that has seen the paper industry's heyday, where does the industry stand, and where's Alpha Prime headed? And are there many more challenges that you face today than you did when you started the company in 1990?
I think, generally speaking, paper is moving out of this area. In fact, a lot of the the land, the timberland up north, is being sold.
Mm-hmm.
And what the reason is because the paper mills aren't using as much of that type of paper anymore. So what they're doing is they're moving to where their supply has a much longer growing season than they have around here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving to the southeast.
Georgia.
They're moving to Southeast Asia. They're moving, you know, overseas,
yep.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
South America.
Yep.
And, you know, they're using a lot more of different types of fiber. But the paper mills that are in this area obviously are up against high energy costs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at P&G as a brand financial manager, you know, furnish was roughly 50% of the cost of paper, but 25% of the cost was energy. And I believe that when you talk about the future of paper converting mm-hmm. and companies such as mine, I believe that paper mills would prefer to spend their capital on improved drying, improved process.
Sure.
And generally speaking, converting the paper is not a very good profit center, you know, for the big paper. So, you know, what they can subcontract, you know, they would probably just as soon do that, you know, mm-hmm. to companies like mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as long as people are using paper and as long as, you know, gasoline prices are such that you can afford to get truckloads of stuff up here, you know, from wherever the suppliers are,
mm-hmm.
Businesses such as mine should be in decent shape.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, have you seen paper consumption go up or down in the last 10 years? That we've heard so much about when computers get here, we won't have as much paper.
It certainly hasn't gone down. I mean, I look at my fax machine every day, and we get stuff from travel agencies and, you know, freebies and all this stuff that, you know, is totally useless, and all that paper is
especially
going.
Especially the ones with a lot of black ink on it. They yeah. chewing up a toner in your fax machine.
Doesn't it? Oh, yeah, right. Goodness, yes.
So I don't think paper usage has diminished at all. It probably has increased.
I would agree with you. But I wanted to ask in the paper business if you've seen any of those trends. In terms of marketing Alpha Prime, how do you do that, Rich? You started out as a paper board manufacturer mostly, mm-hmm. and you've gotten into some really exciting national and international. How do you do that?
You know, a lot of that stuff comes from people finding us on the internet. You know, we have a web page.
So the web is a big piece of it.
And yeah, and we have some, you know, obviously the right keywords that if people are looking for this or that, you know, they'll find Alpha Prime Incorporated. And in fact, a couple of our three major accounts probably were acquired that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that you do too is that, you know, the better your service, the more likely is your customers are going to tell you or tell their associates, you know, where they get their work done.
What were those three words again?
Well, the three things that our workers have direct control over, one is on-time delivery.
Yes.
One is quality.
Yes.
And the other is price.
That all makes a difference when the customer wants to tell their associates or their...
That's right. And sometimes on-time delivery is a lot more important.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Time is money.
I mean, certainly quality is important, too. But, you know, we've had... we got a customer in Minneapolis that called at 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and they needed 10,000 sheets of carton stock by 10 o'clock the next morning.
That's
they
not
were
a big order,
their,
is it?
Well, it's not a huge order, no. We shipped it N&M Transfer,
yeah.
which has given us very good service over the years, and they had it in Minneapolis by, I think it was 9 o'clock the next morning.
When they needed it.
And customer was happy as heck because, you know, they came back and they came off a couple days off, and so, you know, more stuff didn't get ordered, and they were nervous because they were going to shut their operation down. If they didn't have this stuff, so they called us up and we shipped it. They had it by 9 o'clock the next morning.
Gosh, you shut an operation like that down. I don't know how big it is, but it's like how many thousands per hour of lost
right
revenue and income and
exactly
overhead.
Yep.
We're going to take another break here. It'll be our last break. We'll come back for the final segment. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We've been talking this morning with Rich Bartosik, the owner of Alpha Prime Incorporated on Valley Road in Menasha, a paper converting company that Rich acquired about 1988 and has grown to be a national and international reliable producer of converted paper products.
That is correct.
Took a lot of work, a lot of effort.
A lot of time, you bet.
But we really appreciate hearing the story.
Now, we understand that you're the Fox Cities Chamber Small Business Winner Award recipient for 2007, and you possibly may be nominated for this year as well.
We are a finalist this year.
Fantastic. I'm going to kind of digress a little bit and kind of ask you about some exciting new trends in the paper industry. I'm sure you have some view on what's actually happening in that industry and where it's headed.
Well, some of the products I think that that we're doing more and more of is paper that is used for laser printers,
mm-hmm.
and also some other coated papers that are used with inkjet for transferring onto things like t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. But, you know, paper with all the different chemicals and additives and whatnot is, you know, paper's being developed for a lot of different uses.
Mm-hmm.
And
coatings make paper very flexible for lots of applications.
Right, right.
Yep. Rich, it's our custom and our tradition and our program to ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom, something that might help business owners out there who are listening make their business a little more successful. Do you have a pearl of wisdom or two, one or two, or have another hour for that? But
well, it's I could probably make more than one pearl out of this, but you know, to summarize, I would say that in any business, manufacturing I'm very familiar with, but it's very easy to spend your time doing status quo. because status quo items, getting the people paid, getting stuff purchased, whatever, that's all top priority. You know, status quo has kind of a negative implication, and probably it should, because it doesn't move your business ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it kind of keeps it even.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is you need to develop systems that can minimize the time you spend doing status quo,
right,
so that you can work on continual improvement or change management, change making.
This continual improvement, I mean, where's the finish line?
There is no finish line.
That's right.
You know, there's absolutely no finish line. It doesn't matter how you're doing things. If a year from now you're doing things the same way as you are today, you're probably losing ground.
Yeah, and you have to stay ahead of the game.
But you got to stay ahead. Yeah.
There's an old saying that says, if it's ain't broke, fix it.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
But the continual improvement is, if it ain't broke, let's make it better. Because,
right,
like you said, if we're doing it the same way a year from now,
exactly,
we better fix it or we're going to get behind.
Yep.
Yeah.
You only know probably about 70% of what you're going to know a year from now. And that's true all the time.
Exactly. Yep. So.
Well, Rich, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. We only have about a minute left, and we wanted to say thank you, and it was good to have you on the show this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Yep, and
thank
good
you,
luck
Rich.
In the Small Business of the Year. That's coming up on June 8th, I think, isn't it, the decision?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, June 8th.
Thanks. Jyoti, thanks for coming in this morning.
And happy Memorial Day to everyone.
Yep. All those veterans, again, say thank you. Our guest next week is going to be Gary Vaughn of Guidant Business Solutions. And I just want to say it's always fun sitting with Evie and Gracie. They're two young granddaughters who are fun to hold. They're like 6 weeks and 3 months old. So you've been listening to BizTalk, the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. We'll be talking to you next week.